The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 26 February 2018. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Ron McDonald is with us, has been for the last 8 years. The newbie on the block here is Steve Elkins. He's down in God's waiting room. That's what I lovingly refer to Florida as. And when is your show on, Steve?
It's on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Off the Beaten Path.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, by the way, I wanted to mention to you, you really should know this guy here, Fred Kelly Grant. Is that he is the one, Ron, you'll back me up on this, he's the one who stopped your NAFTA superhighway through Texas. This guy stopped it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna
powerful
have,
guy.
Yeah,
powerful guy.
You know, I didn't know you guys were colluding 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've known Ron 2 years, about 2 years now, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This guy's 81 years old, still at it, and sharp as a tack.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have teamed up, and you're not after me, right?
We're on the same team.
Okay, all right. As the media, folks, you didn't hear about this one, did you? Did you hear about the little thing that happened up in Bath Township? 44 people dead, mostly children. Oh yeah. Guess what? It was done without any bullets. People died, but the media won't talk about it. As the media and the government continue to use this tragic shooting at Parkland to push their various agendas, it's important to remember that psychopaths who want to kill a lot of people will do so with or without a gun. In fact, the deadliest attack on a school to ever take place on U.S. soil was done so without a single round being fired. Bath Township, Michigan, 44 people, mostly children, lost their lives when a man by the name of Andrew Kehoe blew the town school. This attack is often disregarded by history as it paints a different narrative outside the normal problem, reaction solution of the gun grabbers. As a result, it's largely been erased from the narrative. As Smithsonian.com reports, the local Institute of Learning was the Bath Consolidated School, built only 5 years earlier to replace the scattered one-room schools of the surrounding farmland. It had 314 students from around the region, many of the sons and daughters of farmers. Some students were bused in and all took classes with their peers over the course of elementary and high school. Kehoe, an electrician, had snapped and became very angry after the town's taxes levied on his farm had forced him into foreclosure. He was notified last June that the mortgage on his farm would be foreclosed, and that may have been the circumstance that started the clockwork of anarchy and madness in the brain, claimed the New York Times. So, while he worked at the school as an electrician, he wired it with explosives. Luckily for half of the students, maybe this is the idea that for the Twin Towers, that's where it came from in Building 7, half of the students in the school, the timer of one of Kehoe's homemade explosives failed to go off, so the tragedy could have been far worse. However, the catastrophe resulting from the 38 children and 6 adults who died was utterly horrific. There was a pile of children, about 5 or 6 under the roof, and some of them had arms sticking out, some had legs, some had their heads sticking out. They were unrecognizable because they were covered with dust, plaster, and blood. wrote the local author Monty J. Ellsworth. The Bath school disaster. It's a miracle that many parents didn't lose their minds before the task of getting their children out of the ruins was completed. It was between 5 and 6 o'clock that evening before the last child was taken out. Prior to setting off the explosives in the school, Kehoe murdered his family, burned down his farm. After the bombing, he blew up his car, killing himself and others nearby. Now, the story barely registered a blip on the national headlines at the time and was almost immediately wiped out by the news of Charles Lindbergh's successful first-ever nonstop transatlantic flight 2 days after the bombing in 1927. That's right, folks. 1927, in the depths of this depression, the first one, this guy lost it and decided to strike out at a school he was working at, killing children and adults. This is how mad the guy went. But I had never heard that story, and nobody in the media has ever recounted this. Now we're down to armoring our schools. We're already teaching the children that we're not teaching them writing arithmetic and all that, and civics or true history, our Constitution, where our freedom comes from. They're not teaching that stuff. They can't be bothered with it. Now they're using these kids, God, Steve, now they're using these kids for a political agenda to disarm. That to me, that's more reason to arm.
And yeah, they're very uninformed. I sent you that article today and that thing in Tallahassee, and I still want to know, you follow the money trail. Who actually shipped all these kids on these buses up there all over the state? Yeah. You find that one person who's paying the bills, and you have a person who's got an agenda right there.
Yeah. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hey, John. On the school issue, I talked to a friend of mine today who's on the school board of a school, and her superintendent came to her because she's a pro-gun, conservative woman. And he said to her, I want to be able to put the concealed weapons, in the school with some of the teachers. He said, my problem is the teachers are Democrats. And they put up a wall of resistance against doing anything. He said, that's my problem. You're the only one that I can talk to. You. Even the school board's all Democrats. So there's part of the problem why they can't do that.
And most of the pushback that you're getting, I mean, down here, I'm telling you, I watch Governor Abbott pretty closely, but I was very proud that he was representative of Texas in that governor's meeting today, because he just got up and just told the rest of the governors, and you should have seen the looks on their faces, folks. It was like, huh? He didn't get up and say, we've got schools in Texas where we're training people, and they don't even have to be teachers. They could be the janitor. As long as they're vetted and trained, if you're in and around that school property and you're there every single day, we're arming these people. And he didn't say we're just doing that in Texas. He said we're doing that in hundreds of school districts. And these people, these people that are saying that we've got to harden these schools, we've got to basically turn them into a little mini-max prison. You're right. The teachers are mostly limp-wristed liberal asshats that wouldn't know their school books from a hole in the ground. The very people that are putting the big sign out that says gun-free zone, come in and have your way, these are the very people that are resisting this. How much do they really care about the children? Yeah.
Right. I ought to ask another thing. Now, your Corey Snodgrass, your interview,
yes.
Has that been scrubbed off the internet?
Not to my knowledge. Why?
I tried getting it in. The reason I ask is because I wanted to get it to Terry Nichols' sister.
Okay.
All
right.
And having to get it
Mike,
in.
Mike, hold on a second. You're talking about off of our website, correct? Out of our archives?
Yeah.
Mike, check it out. He was on, I think, 3 weeks ago on a Wednesday, and then I repeated that in that same week on a Friday.
I think it was the 14th, John.
Did you hear it? Laura, did you hear that? We figure it's around the 14th?
Yeah, it's the 14th, because you were supposed to have him on a Friday, too, and he didn't show on the Friday, so I think it was the 14th.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Valentine's Day.
And Mike, hold on, everybody. Michael, you've confirmed it's up there?
Okay.
Laura, hang on a second. Mike, you've confirmed that it's up there. It is in the archives.
Okay. I'll try again.
Okay, you
and
do
I'm
that.
I'm going to send it over to Terry Nichols. He's been in prison all this time. And so I was thinking if I could send it to his sister, maybe we could do something. Did you ever find Corey? You said you don't get a hold of him.
No, I have not. Cody.
Cody.
I have not. Oh, he has not returned a call or emails. I don't know if the guy's still alive or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, Laura.
I had some hope that maybe he could help get Jerry out, you know?
Well, I mean, this whole Oklahoma City thing, the whole New York Twin Towers thing, the whole Vegas thing, which, by the way, Trump is relying on, you know, Donald, I sometimes wonder about this guy, but he said of bump stocks, he said, you know, if Congress doesn't move on these bump stocks, you know, I'll just do it myself. And the reference was back to Las Vegas. That somehow Mr. Paddock, with his bump stock AR-15, killed 49 people and wounded 100 others. It's poppycock. It is absolute, let me be polite, crap. Absolute lie. Multiple shooters out there, that was an operation. That was a covert operation from the word go, and their cutout, their... let me see. Who's the cutout during the Kennedy assassination? Oh, that's right. Lee Harvey. Well, here's Lee Harvey of Las Vegas. Paddock no more killed anybody out there than I did.
Well, you know, the suspicion is all those guns he laid out on the bed. It's like, I'll choose this one next. I'll choose that one next, and... Who does that? Who would do that?
Well, somebody better call the medical examiner and tell him he's examined the wrong corpse.
Yeah, there were a lot of mistakes in that when they laid out the body too. One of the machine guns, whatever, it was lying in a different direction. It fell back on him, which would have been impossible. So, there was a lot of error when they staged that whole scene. A lot of air.
By the way, speaking of which, let me get to this other caller, Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent.
Yes, good evening, John and Ron and Steve. Is my time up? You're getting quite a bunch of people there to share their brains with us, John, and we appreciate that. You had a caller, Dennis. I don't remember where he was from, but he was mentioning he wondered if... having a sticker on the back of his car saying that you were alerting people that you were a concealed carry permit holder would slow things down, and it may very well. It brought back to memory a number of years ago down in Rockford, Illinois. I saw a bumper sticker on the back window of a tow truck that said, "This driver carries less than $50 in ammunition." And, of course, my wife said, well, you'd have to have that in bilingual at least now today.
if not triple lingual, yeah.
Yeah, triple maybe, yes. Yeah. Right. So, anyway, I just wanted to kind of lighten things up a little bit. God bless you folks, and keep up the good work, John.
Thank you. We're going to attempt to do that, but it takes money.
Yeah, I know you are.
It takes money in order to do it, Brent. Which, Ron?
Yes, I was going to ask. I didn't know if it was appropriate right now, but I guess it is. How are the statistics on the financial area of RBN?
Steve, you got the answer to that. How's it going?
We need money.
Yeah, I mean, I owe rent. I owe $1,300 in 2 days, and I don't know where I'm going to get it because the landlord decided that I can't pay my rent on the 15th, which effectively I had to come up with $2,600, which I haven't yet, only half of it. I paid this month's rent on the 15th, and I expected, okay, next month's March. I got until at least the 15th. No. I was told, well, I read the contract, and you're going to pay on the first or $160 or $180 in fine and $65 late fee. I'm like, really? Until I figured out that she's probably in the same shape that I am.
Hey, John, you said she's a female, right?
Yes.
So wine and dine, or maybe take one for the team. What do you think?
For what purpose?
Take one for the team, John. It's for the team. Take her
you
out.
You haven't been talking to Michael Herzog, have you?
No.
I'm getting paranoid here. I'm starting to think all these guys are talking to each other.
I'm going to set you up, John.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only one that I've met, the only woman that I have met personally, okay, in the flesh, watch this, Ron, in the flesh in the last couple of years I would even think about talking to. Steve, let me know when your wife's had enough of you. No, I'm just teasing.
Uh-oh.
You've met her. You've met her, right, Ron? You've met her, right?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
We've
been over their house and they've been over ours for dinner.
Very nice woman. Yeah. And it is true, folks. Behind every good man is a better woman.
That's true. There really is.
I mean, she's wonderful. And she's just has that kind of personality that you just want to be there and you want to talk with her, you know, because she's got that kind of, you know, aura or whatever you'd want to call it, personality. Very nice lady.
We shouldn't shortchange Ron's wife. Got a superwoman there too.
Oh yeah, Pam. But see, that's not what we're talking about, because that was 8 years ago.
Oh, that's
yes.
Yeah. How long you been with her, Ron?
37 years.
Wow, I think it's time for a change. No, just you guys, stop. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Oh, God bless you, sir.
How you doing?
I hope you're doing well. Well, God loves me so much. You know, even with discipline, doesn't he love me? Knocks me upside the head from time to time. So, anyway, I was wondering, all this stuff, I was reading this article saying these conspiracy theorists come out with all these, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you're taking the official account as though that has to be the truth, when what we're saying is, well, whether the account is not true in the way of it not having happened at all, and so these 9/11 conspiracy theorists are saying that it was a hoax. And it's like, well, there's a hoax in that a lot of people got killed, but the plane was put in the wrong direction, or there's a hoax that, you know, no plane hit the World Trade, you know, no plane or like that. Claiming that the planes that hit the World Trade Center weren't actually planes, they were missiles. And I'm like, whatever really happened, we can't really be certain. The one thing we can be certain of is that the official narrative ain't the truth.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. There was a, I think there was a general, or gosh, I'll have to. I don't have it. It's on my favorites list on my laptop.
Stubblebine?
Yes, thank you. That's the guy, Stubblebine. I'm going to have to repost that. I posted it on the webpage a couple of years ago. I'm going to have to repost it, because this guy said that, look, this World Trade Center thing, he says those were charges that went off. He said you could watch them floor by floor, little puffs of smoke. He said they said that was because the place was pancaking and that was just dust that was blowing up. He said absolutely not. He talked about the Building 7. He said, yeah, it's true there was a fire in the lower right-hand corner of the building. He said, but when was the last time a fire brought down a steel-framed high-rise? Never has. You know, so, yeah, that's the guy, Mr. Stubblebine. Do you remember what rank he was? Was he a
major general? Lieutenant general? I'm not.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. He was a major general, or still is. Hopefully, he's still alive.
Lieutenant general outranks that's one thing that's kind of puzzled me is how does a lieutenant general general outrank a major general? The major general has 2 stars, and a lieutenant general has 3. Yeah, so, well, you know, the general is with 4. Yeah, it seems backwards until you realize that lieutenant means assistant. So basically, lieutenant general is the assistant to the chief general with 4 stars.
Mark, I would love to talk with you further, but I'm getting a listener fatigue just trying to understand your words. Where are you at? Are you someplace that
I'm now driving my old Jeep? The only working vehicle I have is 285. In Atlanta. So.
Okay, whatever communication device you're using, it sucks.
My Bluetooth ain't getting it.
Yeah, well, get off the Bluetooth and just call me on the phone next time.
I'll call you with a regular hardwired hands-free device.
There you go. Love to hear from you and hear every word you're saying. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll be back. Thanks, Mark.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Randy in Indiana. Hello, Randy.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I want to lower your rent to $1,000, okay? I just wanted to let you know. I talked to you the other day offline on a personal phone call, just wondering, you know, what platform to get stuff out on. And I know you've been busting your butt, and that's about what I can do. So just want to let you know your rent's gone down to $1,000 because I'm going to put $300 in on you off PayPal.
Oh, well, thank you. That is timely because I've got to pay the rent. What's the date today? 26th. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. How many days is 28 this year? Not 29.
Only 28 this one. So, not 29.
Well, you, my friend, and a few other people, and I'll be able to pay the rent here so we don't get thrown out.
Well, there we go. Somebody else, get off your booties and let's do this. Let's
Thank you, Randy.
Try to be as good as I can on the radio. I know you get frustrated, but we're going to get it taken care of.
How do you listen to the program?
I listen by phone most of the time. Just call into the number. It's easiest that way.
Okay. Yeah, we've discovered something here. Zeno Radio is cutting us a little bit short. The minutes that people use on their smartphones and the numbers mm-hmm. we provide on our website, they've been sending me $600 since Hector was a pup. And
really?
What Mike, what did you say? That we have broken 1 million months a minute?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Randy, okay. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Mike, open up your mic. Okay. You there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, there
you go. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're doing like one and a quarter million. I think we hit 1.5 a while back, but we had that, you know, things went bad for a while, and then now we're getting back up to, we're bumping 50,000 minutes a day.
50,000 yeah. minutes a day listening to this network, and they're paying me for only 500,000 minutes a month. Well, still.
Yeah, and that's from calling in. So what's my best outlet? I mean, normally if I'm on my way to work, I'm listening. I got a three-hour drive just one way from Indiana to my job in North Chicago. So typically I can get you guys for about 25 miles from my house, and then after that I got to call in and plug in through my audio jack into the phone so I can listen that way.
Yeah, there's no other way that I know of that you can do it, but at least you can get the program every day.
Exactly. There's nothing else I'd rather listen to, I'll tell you that much, because the radio nowadays, if it ain't you guys, it ain't nothing.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Randy.
Hey, Randy, think about investing in a Wi-Fi radio. I kid you not. You'll love the Wi-Fi radio. You can listen to RBN in your home. Ron's got one. I've got one. They're awesome. Think about a Wi-Fi radio. Go to Amazon and look at the number of Wi-Fi radios out there. They're awesome. They're very, very well priced right now.
Yeah.
And you could surf. You can find so much talk radio. And of course, my dial's number one.
I've never even really heard of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Steve, didn't you and I talk about this? And I need to source out a good source for that.
Yeah.
Is that something off of Google Play?
No. Do me a favor. Just go to Amazon when you get home and put it on Wi-Fi radios. Grace Digital makes one. Sea Crane Company makes one. There's a couple others. Look at the ratings on them. I have a Grace Digital. Ron has a Grace Digital. And I can tell you, once you discover this technology, you will love it. You get to listen. You turn it on, and it automatically goes to it. Other than that, I used to listen to RBN on my computer. I saved my computer for computing, and I use a Wi-Fi radio. Very, very affordable. Think about that.
Yes, I definitely will. That's awesome. I'm a little behind the times. I'm working. I just got my first smartphone, so.
All right. Thank you, Randy, but again.
I appreciate the info, without a doubt.
Thank you, Randy.
You got it.
Appreciate the call and the donation. Thank you very much. Yeah,
thanks,
Steve.
John, I appreciate what you do.
Yeah, Steve. You didn't tell me what radio you had. And the other company you mentioned, Sea Crane?
Sea Crane Company, yeah. I'm actually in communication with them. I need to get back with them. They were talking about it. I was trying to line up some advertising for the network here using their radio. It's a pretty reliable radio also. It has good numbers.
Let me interrupt you here to tell you that I've already contacted Sea Crane, and I wasn't after advertising. I simply wanted to retail the Wi-Fi radios that they carried. Mm-hmm. And this is what I was told. Years ago, when we were on shortwave, we went to Sea Crane. Sea Crane says, "Well, we'll give you a distributor cost on the radios." We would drop ship them. In other words, we'd pay for the radio and they'd ship it.
Right.
Well, this time around, when the economy really sucks, must because they don't like our politics. This time around, I contacted them and I said, "Well, I'd like to set up the same thing I had with you guys before." "Oh, well, we don't do that anymore. You know, we'll sell you lots." Well, you have to buy a minimum of 100 radios. I don't have enough money to buy 100 radio dials, let alone 100 radios. And they would not do it. And you know what? I'm still looking for that source. And now you mentioned Grace.
Yeah.
I would like to get that information from you so I can contact them to see if we can get some stock and we can drop ship these to the listeners, because I'm sure they would like to get off their stupid computers.
Yeah.
Because once you're running the program for that, you crowd your bandwidth a little bit. The next thing you know, your computer goes and quits working altogether. At any rate, we'll take the break here. Greg, Roxanne, Charles, Donna, and others will get to all your calls right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
By the way, the anti-gunners are, man, they're full tilt boogie here. Annapolis, Maryland, Maryland's ban on 45 kinds of assault weapons and its 10-round limit on gun magazines were upheld Tuesday by a federal appeals court in a decision that met with a strongly worded dissent. In a 10-4 ruling, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said the guns banned under Maryland's laws aren't protected by the Second Amendment. Put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protections to weapons of war, Judge Robert King wrote for the court, adding that the Supreme Court's decision in the District of Columbia versus Heller explicitly excluded such coverage. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, who led the push for the law in 2013 as a state senator, says it's unthinkable that these weapons of war, weapons that cause the carnage in Newtown and other communities across the country, would be protected by the Second Amendment. That's because Mr. Attorney General Brian Frosch is looking at this world through his posterior, evidently. Now, weapons of war? Trump wants to get rid of bump stocks, which don't really turn a weapon, a semi-automatic, into an automatic. It is very unreliable. But the whole point of the Second Amendment was to be on parity with our government in case it wanted to overthrow this country. And that's the God's honest truth, folks. This isn't about duck hunting. This isn't about plinking the raccoon that keeps getting in your garbage cans. Let's learn how to take the lid off. This is about protection of yourself, your property, your liberty, and your freedom, if necessary. That's what the Second Amendment is there for. You notice it didn't come in seventh or eighth on that hit list. No, it was number two if they ever tried to take away number one, which is going on right now anyhow. So,
John, you said the key word there, and there's been a lot of confusion with mainstream media, and that their confusion is very purposeful. But you said a key word in there in this whole argument is semi-automatic. Now, the mainstream media is running with this whole thing with military-style weapons as being – they're basically insinuating that they're fully automatic, and we are talking about semi-automatic weapons. The AR-15 that this kid supposedly used, if he was indeed the shooter – is an AR-15 semi-automatic. Semi-automatic. It's not an automatic weapon, but they keep confusing this. And the children that marched up to Tallahassee don't have an idea of semi-automatic versus automatic. They just gun. It's gun, and it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. We're talking about two different things with two different sets of laws. And fully automatic is not what's happening, what's being used for these shootings, flat out.
Frosch went on to say that it's a very strong opinion and it has national significance, both because it's an en banc and for the strength of its decision, noting that all court's judges participated. Now, Judge William Traxler issued a dissent by concluding the Second Amendment doesn't even apply. Traxler wrote, "The majority has gone to greater lengths than any other court to eviscerate the constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms." He also wrote that the court did not apply a strict enough review of the constitutionality of the law itself. For a law-abiding citizen who, for whatever reason, chooses to protect his home with a semi-automatic rifle instead of a semi-automatic handgun, Maryland's law clearly imposes a significant burden on the exercise of the right to arm oneself at home, and it should be at least be subject to strict scrutiny before it is allowed to stand, according to Traxler. Now, you got gun grabbers out there all over the place. They don't understand, keep your hands off my Second Amendment rights. There are ways that we can deal with this. There are many ways that we can deal with this without turning our schools into mini-max prisons with all your little prisoners brain screwed. That's thank you for the national school, public, that's one of the planks of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks, to use a public school. Number one, they said, hey, you need public school. You need free school. And you're to use that as a transmission belt for propaganda. They're propagandizing these kids. They're not teaching them. They're not teaching them about this country's history. It's constitutional. It's a republic. We have unalienable or unalienable rights. They have no right to take any right away. Now, I'm cautioning you guys right now. Watch where this is going, because now we're going to have mental health counselors in the schools. You're going to see more kids put on these SSRIs. You're going to see, and this has already been spoken, some of these asshats at this governor's meeting said as much, that, you know what, we want the ability, if somebody is deemed to be threatening or menacing, or he or she may pose a threat, that we want to have the right to go into their homes to take their guns away from them. What? Now, who do you think? Now, guys, without stretching your imaginations too much, who do you think would be in that crowd, ardent supporters of the Second Amendment, that are ready for the restoration project in this country and defend ourselves in this process? Who do you think they might be referring to?
I haven't got a clue, John.
I'm not sure either. No, not sure. Who would be supporting it?
Two,
who's supporting
three,
it?
Three, four. One, two,
other than the NRA, the president of NRA, who would be supporting it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Guys, you're both intelligent guys.
All right.
I even understood what I just said. Guys, they have been calling the people that want the republic back, that don't believe it's
democracy. Oh, the patriots, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't reaching out that far. Today's one of my limited capacity, mental capacity days.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are scared. You guys are scaring me, man.
Well, it scared me when I didn't know the answer.
Greg in Arkansas. Hello, Greg.
Good evening, gentlemen, and as always, thank you for the great broadcast you all do and your contributions.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try to talk fast to get a lot in, but the reason I called, again, is about this school mess and the apparent Obama program that is some kind of deal with police departments and sheriff's departments that the schools will receive more federal funding if they turn a blind eye to children's crimes. And when they sign on this program, the stolen property starts to mount up and collect in the evidence rooms and in stolen cars and the compounds, and the insurance companies are never let know, because if the police come forward, they'd have to explain where this stolen property and or jewelry and or whatever the crime.
Okay, Greg, anyway, Greg, I'm missing Greg, I'm missing an important point here. What are you talking about?
Okay, apparent Obama put a program into motion that for schools to be able to receive even more money in federal funding.
Right.
If their crime rate is down, they receive more money.
That's this is the, now I'm starting to get the, now I'm starting to get the context of this. Right. Thank you.
Okay, now if you want more information on this, I have to credit this information a constitutional researcher, impeccable guy, who did a program of a broadcast about an hour ago, and with your permission, of course, I can lead people to it. But he did an entire hour explaining how this program has Miami has it, Broward County has it, and the problem is it puts school children above the law, and then of course the rest of the school children start being above the law, and then the police department stays tight-lipped and doesn't report your Nicholas Cruz-type people to keep the crime rate down, and then, of course, the stolen goods start to pile up, and then the whole thing implodes on itself like it is right now. So that's one of the reasons why, if people are wondering why Cruz wasn't taken to task, it was because of the federal program. They don't want to lose the money. And they
that's an interesting opinion, but I'm not sure that's quite it. But I was not aware that you keep the statistics out of the data bank here, and we'll just make sure you get more money. I was not aware of that.
Well, that's all over even in real estate. In order to get people to move into certain communities, the realtors are tight-lipped about the high crime rate. I mean,
so basically, we're talking about the same policy that they for test scores too, for a school to get a district to get more money for the school, they have to have better test scores, and then they get more money funding. So that's interesting. I never heard that before.
In the meantime, they're putting out knuckle draggers that are culturally deficient that don't know anything, and this is not what school is supposed to be about. And I'm wondering, you know, I was thinking about this today, gentlemen. Gee, what a perfect opportunity for people to pull their kids out of public schools that don't want to send them to a daily prison and homeschool them.
Exactly.
Wow. What a chance.
I have one thing to say, John. Do you think if you were to give out the donation number, there'd be a donation within the next 15 minutes?
I would certainly hope so, and thank you for bringing that up. 800-724-2719. And when you call that number, you're going to get the guy sitting on the other side of this window here, madly typing away as we speak. And his name is Michael. You hit extension 3, dialing that 800-724-2719. He will take your credit card donation, and it would be most appreciative, folks. We have some people out there. That's why I was kind of shocked. I've been looking for, Steve, I've been looking for a source on Wi-Fi radios, because people would absolutely love these things. They would absolutely love them.
So, well, Ron, you love yours, right?
Love mine. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I love them too, but I don't have enough money to buy one.
You could steal them. You know, it's an alternative.
Steve, did your wife make some bad jelly or something? Did she slip some LSQ into that batch or what? This guy's off the rails today.
Hey, I want to mention one thing here real quick. We're talking about this gun legislation. Remember this one fact here, that these gun-free safe zones were created by these liberal Democrats, and look how that turned out. So,
seeing how, Steve, they're not big enough to admit their mistakes, they're going to stick by their stupid narrative. Yep. And you know, do you really care about the children? Do they really care? They care more about their political agendas and disarming people. That's what they want. They don't give a damn about these kids. They don't care.
John, did I just hear that phone ring?
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
Oh, okay.
Probably Mike's girlfriend.
We might be sitting here for the rest of the broadcast. You may not hear that phone ring. And that's scary. Any more feet on the floor out there? Anybody that's made up their mind that I'm in? Okay, we'll see. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening, y'all. I don't even know where to start on the Parkland thing. But anyway, Roger Cruz, he was president of Robert Mark Enterprises. He was the adoptive father. That company is a $40 million printing company. He died suddenly in 2004. Now, the people that are also involved, and I don't have this for 100%, but I have it for 90%, that Erwin Wiener, he was the agent for Dr. Julius Erving. His children run that company pretty much, and they got a whole floor up in West Chester Tower. And so the other son, the adopted son, Zach, he was Baker Law. You know, that means they can involuntarily institutionalize people in Florida. That's been since 1971. Then you look at
Roxanne, hang on a second. There were two sons, one adopted. Was Zach the adopted, or was he the natural son?
No, Zach has black background. And
he has what?
He's a black boy. There's a photo of him somewhere out there. I had seen it. And he and what's his name? The other Cruz, the one that did the supposedly shooting. There's a picture out there with them with their dad's ashes who died suddenly in 2004.
So hold on.
One's Hispanic and one's a black mixed. They're both mixed.
Okay, so what
children,
if
children, they're adopted.
Okay, Roxanne, if I'm hearing you correctly, one is a mental incompetent and the other one's going to be sent to jail for the rest of his life, which would do what with the money that's on the table that apparently somebody wants to keep unto themselves? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, now we can kind of web. It's a big web, but that's why I think this whole thing with Trump, I mean, you've got to get this stuff right or you blow it. But have you heard of a guy named Cameron Kasky? K-A-S-K-Y?
No.
Well, he's a big player in this Florida, this Parkland shooting. And he is, I don't know if he's the son of Robert or his Jeffrey, but that Kasky, there's a group in their adoptive agency there in Florida. So it's like a mill for children.
Okay.
And maybe wealthy people, who knows. But and then there's David Hogg, and who's his mom? She's a big Trump hater.
She's the blonde, right? She's the blonde that she got nailed for check kiting back in, ironically, I think around 2004, wasn't it?
Right, okay. And Planned Parenthood, and okay. So that little David Hogg, you know, that I guess Alex Jones and a lot of people, he's not only one that said, you know, he shows up in Redondo Beach.
Yeah. He's been available for media for at least the last 6 months, and he keeps popping up everywhere. And it's gotten so bad that he's now making public proclamations that there's nothing to those stories. He's reacting and speaking out against it, which means it's pretty damn close to the truth. Roxanne, I thank you. I thank you for your call, but I got to keep moving here. We're running out of time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Charles in Los Angeles. Hello, Charles. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, I'm selling my AK.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to con this Trump guy into passing laws to where it's going to make these things impossible to sell. I'm going to get the money out of mine while I can.
Wow, Charles, you never cease to amaze me. You know that? You're going to give up your one thing that's going to guarantee your freedom if necessary, and you're ready to bail on it and sell it right now.
Well, I'm going to get the money out of it. I could probably get, you know, they're going to go like hotcakes now. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting rid of mine. So, but anyways, I think Trump's going to turn on us, man. He's going to be, look, there's going to be another shooting in who knows how long from now, and there's going to be all this pressure.
Well,
and
then you should wait till then because, you know, the swift movement of justice in this country, you're still going to have a heads up. I'd wait for a little bit more money if I were you.
Black market.
I used to think Charlie was okay, man. He keeps hitting me with this crap. God,
well, a black market would raise the price of his gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can guarantee you who's not going to be in the fight for the restoration of freedom in this country. Charlie. Jeez, how can you be such a pinhead, man? God.
Has that phone rang yet?
I'm sorry, how much? $100. It rang one time.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
What do you have, about 5 minutes left?
9 minutes.
9 minutes, okay.
Maybe I can't imagine that. Selling away your Second Amendment rights. I can't imagine.
No, I'll tell you what. I've just made up my mind. You two and I are going to do a telethon until midnight.
Better get some sandwiches rolling in here.
Donna in Minnesota. Hello, Donna.
I'm ready.
Oh, hi. First of all, thank you, John, for having the best radio show on the Internet. I've been listening to all different ones over the years, and all your hosts that we have, you know, added information to our files and a lot of things we already knew, but additional stuff. It's just been wonderful. And second of all, I want to put a plead out to all the people that listen to you, and please give to John. We really need you to stay on the air. I've made some donations over the last few months to try and help you out.
Thank you.
And then third of all, I wanted to thank Steve Elkins for his Sunday show. He Ronald McDonald was on with him regarding Fred Kelly Grant. And my husband's a council member in our city here, and we're big Ron Paul fans. My husband was a delegate at the 2012 RNC for Ron Paul, and Minnesota went for Ron Paul. And so we're well aware of this fraudulent banking system and everything like that. And He finally got a couple young guys on the council that he feels that are starting to listen to him, that he might be able to, you know, get to move in a much better direction for the people here in the city. And
I have a suggestion, yeah. Playing politics. These guys start to come around. What they need is some, and I don't care if you plant them or you don't, they need somebody there to give the other guys encouragement and pats on the back that you're moving in the right direction. They have got to feel that they've got support moving forward.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, there's only five on the council. So he's, you know, if he has, my husband has these other two, they're kind of climbing on board. They're listening more and more.
Good. Three out of five ain't bad. I'll take
that.
Yes,
yeah. Yes. And he finally, after almost 8 years, feels like there's some slight victory there. But this Fred Kelly Grant, I had my husband listen to him because my husband, this whole stormwater thing and this, you know, these agencies, they come in and they just push their way into these cities. And and my husband has always felt like there's got to be a way that we don't have to do some of this stuff. It's costing even our little city a fortune. So now when he heard him, oh, boy, he feels like a window just opened and he's going to look into that. He's just thrilled with it. So
good.
I'm so glad they had him on. He just, you know, so I think, you know, Steve will be looking into his website and probably giving even Fred Kelly Grant a call. And there's a lot of people here in the Twin City area that are Ron Paul supporters that we know, and they're still involved in their local governments. And my husband, you know, he'll be getting a hold of our county commissioner. She's rather conservative. And we got a couple of the Republicans here in our district at the state capitol. And he has their cell phone numbers and stuff like
good.
That. So he's gonna get going on this and learn as much as he can.
Very
and
good.
So I just wanted to thank all you guys for doing a super job, and for Steve for having Fred Kelly Grant, because it'll make a difference in this area, and hopefully we can spread the word from here too. So.
Hey, think about joining this movement here for coordination. And he talked about the university, not a university, but
coordination. Geez, Ron, help me out there. What was the word he was using? Coordination. And there was some. There's some kind of group he had. He's trying to set up in state by state. So contact him at that email address, and talk about being part of that network of coordination, because you're playing by the rules. You see, they don't know you know the rules, and so that's what he talked about, the letters back and forth, keep sending letters and letters, and basically you force them to the table. They have to come to the table, and they'll tell you they don't need to, but they do.
And then does is uses writ of mandamus to compel them to act in accordance with the law.
Correct.
And few, if any, laws get passed at that point.
Very good. All right. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. We're about out of time here.
I just wanted to say that most of CC Crane's stuff was rebadged Sanjian. It's an old company in Taiwan. I don't know whether they're still making the Wi-Fi type of thing, but there's also another brand named Kaito, K-A-I-T-O, which I have two shortwave radios.
Yeah,
and
C Crane noticed what else I was selling, because I went to another source that was good radios, and I was having those imported in the same arrangement that I had with C Crane. And, yeah, you're right. We had sold a lot of Sanjian radios, and the distributor was actually in another place in California. But when C. Crane learned that I had stumbled across another good radio, they went in and started carrying it themselves. That's the thanks you get. We sold hundreds, if not thousands, of those radios for them, and all we get...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. All we get is that, no, we're not going to do that. You can order radios from them, but they got to be in 100 lots. I'm like, who the hell has got that kind of money? I don't.
I'll do a little research. Maybe I can find somebody. I used to be in the repair business, so I learned to, when I took things apart, sometimes I could tell who they were made by.
Yeah, well, all I need is a manufacturer or a distributor that's willing to do drop shipping. I know not everybody's geared for that. But, I mean, in order to go in and make a block purchase like that, I'd have to come up with tens of thousands of dollars, and I don't have that kind of money. I literally do not. All right. Well, Ken.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate
it. I'm going to go.
Okay. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Fred in Michigan. We got less than 60 seconds.
Hey, guys. Hershey Brownstein, the Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi, whose cell phone video is the only one that apparently been released. I'm thinking I'm going to.
Released on what? Released on what?
Capturing Nicholas Cruz, cruising down the street somewhere.
Oh, you mean the arrest that the officers made?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the Brownstein, Lubavitch rabbi, it's apparently his video from cell phone. So, I'm gonna reach out to the local synagogue with a box of Hershey Golden Almond Bars or something like that. But
all right. Fred, I've got to run. I mean, we're literally out of time. Ron McDonald, Steve Elkins, thank you guys. Only had that one call here for $100, so I guess we'll have to be moving. So there it is. All right, we're out of here.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.